Hold on, I'm gonna move to a middle chair on this desk.
Yeah, yeah, make sure you move to a middle chair.
Alright, I won't, if you're gonna make fun of me.
Well, hello everybody out there, Music Video Land. Welcome to another edition of the Music Video Land podcast. My name is Adam. This is a podcast where we talk about music videos, the week in music videos, what's going on. And it's brought to you by your super good friends at IMVDB, the Internet Music Video Database. Not to be confused with the actual paper music video database, which is very large and stored in several rooms.
It comes with the phone book.
It is. Yeah, it does come with the phone book. It's the last two pages. That was Doug Klinger, all coming at us again by choice from a coffee shop. How are you, Doug?
Doing super good. Coffeed up. Latte'd up. Latte'd up.
Can't wait for that train. And then in a place where where there are no trains that I know of, because we have not heard one yet, on his Windows 8 PC is Mr. Adam Alexander, Fringe Music Fix. How are you, Adam?
I'm all right. How's my sound? We didn't try that.
It was good. I heard. Yeah. Okay. It was at a normal level. So we forewent the sound check.
Okay. Excellent.
So you know, here we are again. Another week. We record these on Thursday night, and it has been. I don't know if you guys had anything you wanted to say about the Grammys, music's biggest night. I guess that's what they call it, so I'm calling it that too. And it was, and the reason I mention it is because there was a music video category. And as far, you know, all these, we just like tweeted out a few days ago, like the nominees from the, you know, the American Country Music Awards. A lot of these, you know, award shows for music have a music video category, and the Grammys are no exception. And this year, Mr. David Fincher won for Suit and Tie.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, David Fincher and Justin Timberlake, and Jay-Z. Jay-Z was also in that video.
And the song, in the song in the video, so it makes sense.
Yeah, if he was just there and he was just like in the background, sort of, and also billed as a feature, that would be a little odd. But I did want to ask you guys, did you guys both watch the Grammys, right?
I didn't.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just watched the music. I watched the music video portion. That was fun. Cindy Lauper cursed. She said the F word.
Yeah, well, there's the. Have they? I don't know if they've done this in the past, where they televise the pre-show, where they talk, where they give out all the other awards. And Cindy Lauper hosted it. Like Tig Notaro hosted a bit of it. It was one of the most awkward things I've ever seen in my life.
She read like the. At one point, she was like reading the wrong. She was like introing the wrong person. She gave me this like heartfelt intro, and then like this producer came and whispered in her ear. She's like, "Oh, I fucked up. Let me do this again." And then she started over. It was fun.
But anyway, I had a whole question I was going to pose about what, you know, the performances as, you know, as live music videos. But I guess since you guys didn't watch it, then, you know,
no,
I totally watched it.
Alexander watched it.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't watch it. Whatever.
No, I totally
did. That was just me that said no.
The whole 7 hours.
Yeah, that was that was a very long broadcast. But I thought it was interesting just because, you know, for, you know, these performances for music award shows, a lot of the people, like Warren Fu produced... Or you know, helped direct and design the whole set piece and performance for Daft Punk Get Lucky. You know, music video directors are involved in this. It's kind of part of their world. Diane Martel did the, you know, design for not only Miley Cyrus's tour, but also her, you know, a few live performances. So I thought it was a really interesting mix of sort of pretty straight-up performances and some really, really theatrical ones, like Katy Perry's Dark Horse performance.
Yeah, I think that was probably a little peek at the video, too, if I had to guess.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Although it didn't line up at the VMAs when she performed, and she did some weird boxing thing for Roar, and then obviously Roar came out, and it is not boxing-related at all.
That's true, yeah. but then she also did basically a live version of the music video on for her SNL. So I guess she does have a history of doing, you know, live versions of her music videos. But you know, this was super elaborate, and it was there was a part where there was an actual like horse set piece. She definitely went literal with it. And the other one,
and Juicy J emerged from the horse, of course.
I guess I was in the kitchen for that part, because I don't remember him coming out of the horse. If he did, then I need to rewatch that.
It was,
I think he did.
You remember Ace Ventura 2? When Ace Ventura comes out of the rhino.
It's terrible.
It's gross. It's not how it happened. Do you remember last year's Grammys, Hear Mariah's Frank Ocean thing?
It feels weird that it was a year ago, but yeah, that was there weren't any sort of big artistic pieces like that at this year's Grammys. There were two separate just solo piano performances, Taylor Swift and I can't remember who the other one was.
Do you remember Taylor Swift because of the video that's been circulating this week with her and Ryu from Street Fighter?
Yes, that was great. Grammys. Whatever. I think we should move on because there's all sorts of other things to talk about. There's a lot of music videos out this week, and I want to start off with number one currently atop our charts.
Please, let's do it.
Mr. Justin Bieber, because Justin Bieber has been making news today for two reasons. One, this music video, and the other, I think he did he turn himself into the Toronto police? Adam, you're up there.
Yeah, something like that. I definitely.
Is he involved in that Tom Ford murder?
Maybe.
That's his name's Rob Ford.
Yeah, he's involved in the Tom Ford murder.
The murder of Tom Ford.
Starting rumors all over this blog.
Jesus.
Doug, you wrote a little bit about this video. I'm director of Mr. Colin Tilley at London Alley Entertainment. Tell us a little bit about this video.
So this Justin Bieber video, I'm sure that every time when you ask me questions, I answer them starting with the word "so." In this Justin Bieber music video, he's at this futuristic gas station, a gas station like I've never seen before. Would you guys agree with me when I'm calling this gas station futuristic? That was my read on it.
It's definitely got some futuristic lighting, for sure.
It's the type of gas station that if it really exists, I'm definitely not cool enough to know about it. It's like hidden and only cool people, they could like leave their Range Rover running in the parking lot and not worry that somebody's going to steal it because they're at this cool gas station. And it also sells seems to be almost exclusively Takis chips or taquitos, as the girl in the video describes it, mini taquitos. Are you guys from Takis? Yes? No?
Familiar with hot Cheetos and Takis, yeah, but I don't think I've ever actually had Takis, and Justin Bieber doesn't know what they are this either.
We definitely don't have Takis here in Bieber's defense. I've never seen Takis in Canada.
Okay, so that's a good point. And so he, like a fantastic joke, right? Great joke. I don't know what Takis are, but I want a Takis. Oh, you got a Takis to me on the phone. I mean, I love that joke. I'm going to use that. If I ever...
You gotta grow a little mustache first, though.
Oh, don't talk about the mustache. I stayed away. He does have a little mustache.
It's a good mustache. It's a good mustache.
You gotta hang out in a gas station convenience store until somebody who is single and around your age and, you know, relatively attractive buys Takis.
Relatively attractive, yeah. Definitely relatively.
And you can tell the girl in this is attractive because there's a great shot of a homeless man like leering at her ass.
there are shots that are just of her ass. Like it's her buying the Takis, and it's just like shoulders down shot.
Hey, we just got a favorite from Takis USA. Good. I don't know if this is the actual actual Takis.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't verified, but it had 5,000 followers, so I went with it. I couldn't find a better one.
Yeah, the person who's like in charge of verifying Twitter accounts they're probably like, you expect me to get all the way to fucking like Takis USA to verify them? I got celebrities and stuff.
I know. So he spits some game. He drops his Takis joke. Does not go. I mean, it goes okay. It goes better than it would have gone if I would have said that joke to her. But it's still, they don't make out right away. They don't start making out right then and there. So instead, she's like, you're going to have to try harder. So then she walks away. And now this is where I think me and Adam Fairholm disconnect on our readings of the video. He starts doing some fabulous dance moves right behind her, and she's kind of like reacting to them, turning around and spinning and being pretty also. And now you could take these parts of the video as just that, like parts of the video. They don't necessarily tie into the narrative, because there are moments where Bieber's just dancing by himself where don't really tie into the narrative. They're just performance portion. But I think that this is like some courtship going on, right? He's doing his dance moves for her, and she's seeing them.
I would agree. The dance moves definitely help, but I do think that the mustache kiss at the end seals the deal. That's the closing. That's the closer right there.
Is he like tickling her with his mustache?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Now, see, I thought she was completely ignoring him as the homeless man was leering at her ass and she was getting on her motorcycle to drive away. I kind of spaced out for a little bit after she drove on the motorcycle and then they were at this party. Because the whole thing is styled like a, not Blade Runner, but I'm trying to think of the sort of...
It kind of looks like Drive.
Right, yeah, Drive. Something like that. It's a little bit of a, it's like a dystopian nice. City feel. Yeah, it was very nice set design.
There isn't it kind of just fades into a new place, and they and both places kind of come from this same kind of style, like this like colorful smoky lighting, and like you mentioned, not Blade, like if it was when Blade Runner took place, but there was no apocalypse, or like was no like bad thing that happened that caused everyone to go all Blade Runner, like things just went okay.
Doug has clearly never seen Blade Runner.
No, never. no, never. Like, but you know what I mean? Like, if it, like, so, I mean, obviously, shit's gone down, right? In Blade Runner. Blade Runner's the one with Yanni, right?
Yes. It's the one with Yanni and his magical flute.
We got to mention Chance the Rapper, though, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because that verse was, like, fucking stellar. That whole part. It's just so, like,
he kind of owns that shit, too. Like, he's really. Does. Charismatic and good in the video, and if you've ever seen Chance the Rapper live or even just video of him live, like a lot of the motions and stuff that he's doing in this video like come right from his live performances, and I thought he was really fantastic. And it's a really interesting thing, I didn't really touch on this in the article, but Justin Bieber could have a lot of rappers on his single, and this is going to be a big video. You know, it's got 4 million views in a day already. Chance the Rapper is pretty underground.
Yeah, sure.
You know, especially compared, I mean, he had a big year and his album was named, you know, on blogs and stuff. His mixtape was named up there, but he's an unsigned artist, hasn't done anything with anybody really big in like the pop world. And I think this is going to be massive for Chance the Rapper, especially because of how great he ends up coming off in the video.
For sure. He actually tweeted out, too, for everyone to check it out because it was his first video on Vivo. So that was another interesting thing. Like, he doesn't even have an actual album or a video on Vivo, and now he does with Bieber. So, yeah, definitely huge. Yeah,
it's big. And Colin Tilley and Bieber and Chance the Rapper have been tweeting about this video for a while and talking about it. There's been inside jokes going on in between them and stuff like that. It's been super cute. And and I've been really... But it's it. And I think Chance the Rapper... I was excited to see how he was going to be in the video. You know, I'm a big Chance the Rapper fan. I really was a big fan of his Acid Rap mixtape. Was really excited how he was going to come off in the video. He's done some great videos in the past and has always done that, but they've all been with a friend of his, Austin Versley. God, I hate saying last names.
You blew it.
I blew it. I definitely didn't say it right. Not going to try it again. But they built in a relationship. They grew up together. They've been, you know, like... They started working together before Chance, you know, became a name that he is now. And so I was interested to see how he would kind of be in this video, in this Colin Tilley, you know, Colin Tilley directed Justin Bieber video. And I think he really kind of stands out in the video as well. So it's cool. But yeah, I don't really understand. If it's not the dancing, Adam, I don't know what convinces this girl. Like, what's him trying harder other than him waiting a couple more minutes?
Oh, well, he's Justin Bieber. I was actually relatively surprised at the sort of fumbling of his initial deal or in his initial, you know, advances on the girl. You know, for somebody of Justin Bieber's, because they stopped the whole video for it for like a 30-second conversation about talkies.
Whole point of this song is that the girl is confident, though, right? Like, that's what the lyrics are about. So that's what they're trying to put forth, that not even Bieber can break down those walls because she's so confident.
That's a good point.
I think that's what the play on that was.
But also, in the world of music videos, the artist isn't the artist, right? Like, it's in a music video, maybe in rap videos it is, but like Justin Bieber in this world that they created for this music video isn't Justin Bieber. He has to he introduces himself as Justin, and like, although that's him playing it coy also, like, I don't think that like in this music video like he's a famous person.
Well, no, because she'd react differently in reality. If it were real world, she probably would react. Wouldn't have. Yeah, exactly.
The Artist Isn't the Artist is a great podcast title.
But you know, it sounds like it's like the dumbest thing anybody's ever said. But it's also. But am I not making sense? I mean, I got Alexander on my side here.
I get it. I get
No. You're right. You're right. I definitely think that's true. Because you know, but the thing about music videos is that's never really like clear.
No, because sometimes it's different. Sometimes they are famous. But like some videos are not. In some videos, like, they're not a famous person. And really, in Justin Bieber's videos, traditionally, he is like trying to like get these everyday girls, and he's seeing it at a fucking gas station or a bowling alley or fucking wherever. Like, he's just like fumbling around with talkies. Like, he doesn't. Justin Bieber Gally doesn't need to do that shit. He doesn't need to like say ask for a fucking phone number even. Like, he's just like, I'm here now. Let's do things that are naked. Like, that's probably what a little bit closer to what Justin Bieber's courtship habits are like. So
you guys have thought this through, and I have not. And I definitely that's definitely right. He does have this because all of his music, you know, is very much, you know, obviously about. From him to the ladies, and it's not it comes from like sort of a character that he's playing, and that character is, you know, goes to the music videos. You're absolutely right about that, or is in you know, is manifested in the music videos.
Yeah, and I think that's the whole point of why this music video maybe came out this week. I mean, no, maybe not, because they've been teasing this video for a while. They've been teasing this video since before he got arrested. You know, Chance the Rapper and Colin Tilly and stuff. Because obviously they didn't shoot this yesterday. You know, like, this video's been in the can. And this was coming out. But it's timed well. And you know, it helps to reestablish, you know, the narrative, the character that they want to be out there as the artist separate
from...
Yeah,
and I mean, shenanigans aside, whatever. Like, that's the thing for me. I can always kind of separate the personal aspect of an artist from... what they actually do musically and performance-wise. And Bieber's, like, he's a talented kid. Like, doesn't matter that he's toilet papering and pissing in buckets and shit. He's a good artist. He's a good performer. And I think this video kind of hammers that home again for us.
I just wish he had a little bit more...
mustache?
More mustache. No, I'm saying that the song... A lot of his recent songs, even though the videos have been great, the song doesn't stick with me for some reason.
I kind of like this one, though. I think it's good. I prefer the newer stuff to his old Baby Baby, whatever, whatever. I like the new tracks.
But it's still the Chance the Rapper verse that sticks with you the most, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And especially in the video, yeah. He stole the show, and it's tough to do with Bieber because, you know, like Adam said, he's still a fantastic performer.
He is. So Bieber's got a touch of Chris Brown in him, in his performance style, in his... demeanor, both kind of the character and him, and I think that like he might be like embracing this shit right now. I don't want to dive too deeply in the psyche of Justin Bieber, but
I mean
he's fucking smiling in his mugshot, like a real like shit grinning smile, like this shit does not matter to me. Like he could be embracing this, and because it's not domestic violence like it was for Chris Brown, like it's a little bit more like acceptable. But he's got like this same kind of like edge to his performance that I see in Chris Brown. Like their dance styles are the same, and maybe I'm just reading too much into that, but you know, I think he's embracing this.
I think he draws from a lot of other of artists in that way, but yeah, definitely, you're probably right. It's a publicity thing, right?
Well, anyway, I'm tired of press.
So
we can move on from Biebs.
I'm tired of talking about Justin Bieber.
Me too.
But
let's go.
If we're talking about... So the other music video we want to talk about is Ain't It Fun by Paramore, which surprisingly, I'm always surprised when Paramore videos do so well because I forget they're such a popular band. But then when I see them, they're always usually up in somewhere in the top 10, and they're hanging out around number 2. And this is Ain't Fun by Paramore, directed by Sophia Pierre. And Doug, you wrote about this video because it's an interesting concept that they're trying to break world records that do not exist.
Now, should we mention there's a little bit further of a backstory to this video? That should we bring that up? I think I just did. That there was a other version of this video that was going to be directed by Jodib. That Paramore was just there were stories that came out that mentioned that Paramore was not happy with the direction of that video, and so they ended up scrapping that video and remaking this. And even a couple days ago, or excuse me, during production of this video, they tweeted it out, you know, making the Ain't Fun video for real this time, that kind of thing. Like, it was pretty public that they had made a video for it beforehand. We had an in production page up for it, and then they ended up scrapping that video. And so this is come from that afterwards.
I don't think it got as far as actually making the video, though. I think it kind of fell apart in the planning stages, or that's at least what I gathered from the, you know, what people were saying. But
yeah, I don't know the full story either, but there was, you know, there were some reportings that the video was started and then stopped again, and then this is what's come. So I don't know how much money was spent on the other ones. This isn't a massive budget video, that's for sure. And I don't know if there was any money spent on the original video, or you know, or if they just decided, you know, the budget or the size of this video has anything to do with the other one being stalled. I don't know that, but this certainly is, you know, not a big in your face budget video, which is typical of Sophia Pierre's previous work. If you look back, you know, she's not spending lots of money on her music videos.
Yeah, like the like the video for The National, you know, the Graceless video. This definitely reminds me of that, where it's kind of, you know, taking, you know, Paramore and putting them in these different situations. That's kind of fun. They're trying to break, you know, or, you know, these records that, you know, obviously don't exist. Like, my favorite one was, you know, the fastest walking backwards holding, you know, tons of stuffed animals, you know, blindfolded.
Yeah, and you don't realize that they're fake at first. Like, they just start going to get more and more ridiculous as the video progresses.
And then they literally break records at one point, too.
Right.
Yeah, that was a nice... But then they said... But the title said vinyl records. So, what? I don't know. One thing, if you're a fan of, you know, Guinness records, if we're talking about records, you know, obviously somebody from Guinness has to be there to verify these things, and they have to actually, you know, they have to kind of approve the record. You can't just do anything. So, you know, they're not actually doing this for real, but a lot of these things definitely take some skill. I don't know about the longest screaming out of a Corvette, but I think the Catching Feathers one was pretty good. Although some people seem to be confused by that. But, you know, the title of the track is Ain't It Fun, and I know there's all sorts of different meanings to the song, but, you know, Hayley Williams seems to be having a, you know, massive amount of fun in this video.
And so another thing, if you go to recordsetter.com/Paramore, you could see full length clips of them breaking these records, or quote unquote breaking these records. And there's an interactive element involved in it where you can challenge it with your own record breaking attempt.
Really? Wow. So you could. So I could. I just need some stuffed animals and a blindfold, and I can kind of challenge them on this.
Yes, you can challenge it.
Because that's one that you don't really need a lot of props for. But the one with when you're smashing guitars, you kind of need some disposable guitars for that one.
And it looks like they've got some record breakers in here as well, by the way. Like they have on the side, they have like original Paramore, and then they have like other users there who've broken their records.
Well, there you go. Doug or Adam, one of you has to go and try to break a Paramore record.
Oh, fuck. We definitely have to. Like, that's 100%. And we implore our listeners, all you know, 30 of you, to also do this.
And the guy in the coffee shop next to you, Mike.
Steve,
he can break one too, right now.
Yeah, we're going to do this. I'll do it from the coffee shop so you guys can get a look-see at what the coffee shop looks like. We will attempt to break one of these records.
Do it.
Cool.
So, oh man, I lost my list of stuff that was on here.
Yeah, me too. Other music videos. So let's talk about these. There are two music videos. That are going to be tomorrow. One of them actually came out today and was it premiered on Complex magazine. Should we talk about this Jennifer Lopez video a little bit? I'm almost
shit. I didn't watch this. I can't.
Yeah, neither did
I. None of us watched this music video, which is
okay.
So the underlining
point. Let's talk about the thumbnail.
No, let's talk about the fact that we didn't watch this video because it premiered on fucking Complex magazine. Nothing against Complex magazine, but if you're going to require us to only be able to watch the video there, we're not going to watch it at a protest. So be aware. Be aware of that protest, standing protest.
We are noted opponents of exclusive premieres. I don't think they exist on the internet. Just put it up. Have it, you know, maybe have a premiere on a blog with some other maybe a nice interview with the director, something else to get us to go there. But you can't, you know, Vivo's page, you couldn't even play it on it because it was restricted to the Complex magazine domain for 24 hours. But I'm telling you, here's another one that just came out from another high-level star, or two stars actually, and that is the Shakira video featuring Rihanna, and the name of the song is a little goofy, and I'm trying to look it up here. It is "Can't Remember to Forget You," directed by Joseph Kahn.
Joseph Kahn.
I was gonna say some sort of qualifier
like
for
infamous,
that.
The infamous, the angry Twitterer.
Well, he's a pretty well-known, you know, music video director, and he's some of his past work includes videos like "Love the Way You Lie" by Eminem featuring Rihanna. He's done a bunch of Eminem stuff, "Without Me," "Spacebound," "Forever." You know, a lot of Britney Spears stuff, Katy Perry,
the thong song.
That's right, yeah. He goes back quite a way, the thong song. He also did the video for my favorite Lady Gaga song, forgotten Lady Gaga song, A.A., Nothing Else I Can Say, from 2009. Whoops, and I closed out my whole browser. But, he's, this is a sexy video, and this video sort of borders on, like, softcore porn for me. It's taking it to a new level.
You don't know much about where... The direction softcore porn is gone either then. But so I want to let Adam Alexander talk a little bit about this video because something leads me to believe that Adam Alexander of the three of us like this video the most. So Adam, and I'll let anyone assume what that means, let them keep assuming. But Adam, explain this video. What goes on?
Well, it's a pretty simple video. It's basically Shakira and Rihanna performing, and they're kind of doing like the high class thing. So they've got like what I would assume is some pretty expensive attire on, and it looks like they're maybe in a mansion of some kind. And super sexy times two, definitely. And there's lots of shots of them on a striped, I don't really know whether it's a couch or some kind
futon.
Of lounge chair. Is it a futon?
It's a cheap futon.
Yeah, I think about half of the video is them, the camera top down on this futon, and sometimes they're kind of rolling around together, excellence ensues. It's a good video and well shot, and both of them are excellent singers too, so that part of it definitely goes into it.
So there's one part of this song or part of this video that really intrigued me, and there's this where both Shakira and Rihanna are kind of, they walk up to this wall, and they're kind of like both like definitely like humping the wall. And I'm not saying that in like a funny way.
Bum humping.
No. Right? They're kind of full. Rihanna more than Shakira. She's like, they're full going to town on this wall. And then, I don't know. Just at that point, it kind of turned a little goofy. Because these are two very, obviously very sexy ladies. And there's a point where like Rihanna is definitely feeling up on Shakira's, you know, butt in a non... They seem to lose themselves in each other's eyes. For a few seconds, it gets a little weird. But you know, as a little good. Oh yeah, definitely, or a little good. But yeah. My favorite Shakira era is like the She-Wolf era, where she was doing like kind of goofy, goofy stuff, but it was very unique, and it was very you know, I think that was in her prime. She's still very active and obviously still very sexy, I guess, but I don't know, it's just not the same.
But she's old is what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. But it's just there's something because there is this moment where she starts playing the guitar and the drums, and you kind of think of like, oh yeah, Shakira, when she started out, a lot of her promo pictures and music videos were her with a guitar. She was kind of like marketed as, you know, more of a like a musician, more than she is now, which is, you know, more as like a singer,
not just someone who shows her button on a futon in a music video.
Yeah.
So she does do that, though. We hadn't mentioned that head on. She shows her butt, so that's fun. But
we're perverts.
Not much of an arc. As far as like storyline, listen, I'm just pointing out what's notable. I'm giving you my opinion on what that thing is.
No, but if somebody's gonna, you know, if you're gonna say I'm gonna judge this on how, you know, awesome Shakira and Rihanna look in this, they couldn't look better. They, you know,
no, sure, definitely not.
And there's gonna be a ton of like little screenshots that people are gonna be able to pull out of this video. You know,
put on Tumblr and all of that.
You guys are getting really excited about this.
Whatever website. No, you could just watch the video and you could tell it was kind of shot with that in mind. I mean, there's like little clips and stuff of them just like with their arms over and their shoulders and faces and beauty that you just like know that the reason they did that is so someone could pull a screenshot and put it on Adam Alexander's Tumblr.
Exactly.
You guys are so ready already for on that. My Tumblr. Yeah, you guys are super ready.
I've got a GIF of Rihanna humping the wall and GIF. It's good.
So
they call them GIFs in Canada?
I don't know what it's called. GIF. What do you call it?
GIF?
Oh, okay.
There sure. was a remember if
GIF.
Like,
GIF.
Like
I don't months. But I can't I don't know these I only read the internet. I don't speak to real people.
Oh.
I don't know how to pronounce things. I just read things wrong all day.
But there was a thing like 6 months ago about like how to pronounce it, and I can't remember how you're actually supposed to pronounce it.
Well, so the guy right? like wow. the guy who supposedly invented GIFs said it was supposed to be GIF, but like that's but he's dumb, he doesn't get to pick, he doesn't choose.
GIF means graphic interchange format, you guys.
So if it means graphic, then G should make the G sound,
right?
Well, if it, well, that's a hard G in graphic though.
Okay, all right, this is the dumbest
thing right ever
this fucking podcast.
Hey, well, fuck, no,
music.
I want to talk about "Come Alive" by Chromeo because I
can't. Yeah, we're talking about it. I mean, of course we would, but let's.
So, have you guys ever heard of the 1987 movie Mannequin?
Yes, and definitely this has vibes of it.
Oh, this is more than vibes of it. I think that they definitely had to have this in mind.
Probably, you're right.
There was not only a Mannequin movie in 1987, but I can't remember how long after. But there was a Mannequin 2. If you kind of want to get into this, but you're not really sure because maybe you really like it and you want to, you know, there's only one movie. There's another movie. And in that movie, I'm trying to like recall the plotline a little bit. I think he
necklace. There's a necklace that makes you a mannequin.
Right. She's like an old Egyptian. She was like mm-hmm. a teenager in ancient Egypt and was, you know, disappeared. Old, you know, some sort of sorcerer made her disappear, and then she shows up as an I don't know as a mannequin. Nobody, none of this needs to make sense. But there's this, you know, a mannequin's come to life, and the guys from Chromeo kind of fall in love with them in this video.
It's a fun video.
It is great.
Very great. I think that's totally, you're right. I had thought about it when I watched it that there might be a slight homage to Mannequin, but given that the track is really throwback retro and the like even the title of the song, Come Alive, you're right, that they definitely set out to recreate Mannequin here.
But that's Chromeo's vibe, right? That like that yeah. that old school vibe. And Tori, sure. I didn't realize that or that Toro. I don't fucking know how to say anything. His hair is great, Chaz.
It is.
I don't
great.
Say Chaz.
I've never seen his hair like that before, but I like it. That's
it's
a cool
flowy.
Look for him. That's flowy.
He's the guy from Tori Moy, right?
He is Tori Moy.
Wow, that was cool.
That we both said the same thing. Yeah,
it was so like, cool. Hey, you. Adam, you don't know. Oh, shit. He is Toro Imoy. He does, yeah. He's not from Toro Imoy. He is it. So get your shit straight and get off this podcast.
You're all over the place.
So yeah, that was a great. There's a lot of really funny, great moments. There's a little, you know, the security guard, and I love the fact that the mall is like kind of Tim and Eric style, you know, like a yeah. just like a reminds me of the $1 billion movie mall, or only shittier. It's sort of like it's definitely like a kind of crumbling strip mall vibe.
And it's like the mannequin deal you kind of go as well with. I don't know if you guys have ever seen their live show, but they have like actual like legs that come out of their keyboards, like that mm-hmm. look like mannequin legs. So that kind of fits in well too. It's yeah.
I like your use of the word dealy. And if you're looking to go back down the Chromeo music video path, I definitely direct you to the When the Night Falls video. It was the video that I named my favorite music video of 2011. Yeah. Give a shit about that information. Directed by Daniels.
No, we don't. It's directed by Alex Southam, the Come Alive video from 2014. Sorry, Doug, we do give a crap. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, that was mean, but it's fine. I'm used to it. what other videos do we talk about?
So I really like this Daughters, the We Are Evergreen Daughters video that you picked.
Yeah, good one.
Directed by Dominique Rocher. Or Roche, depending on where she is from. And the whole point, when the video started, I thought this was the set was a miniature, but then a full-size person walked on. And it's kind of, it's just one set, and it's a lot of ladies, and they're all doing repetitive things. And the whole video is kind of woven around that. And it's really interesting. It's definitely, you kind of pick and choose kind of things to, you can't take it all in. You have to kind of pick and choose things to kind of focus on. And my favorite is the girl who continually comes to the front and like screams.
Yeah, I like her too.
And then there's the other one who pulls down her underwear and sits on the toilet very meekly. I think she drew the short straw and was like, "Okay, now you got to be the chick who like gets on
The toilet chick."
Yeah, because she doesn't look like she's super happy about it. But
she got paid the most money.
Yeah, she got definitely huge paychecks.
She got to get into the crafty line first every time. yeah, I like this one. It was a fun video. Bathtub. There's a bathtub and the band are in it. And that's how I contributed to this conversation.
Well, you picked it. What kind of jumped out at you?
This stuff you were talking about. It was just cool. It was interesting to look at. I liked. You know, I don't fucking know why I thought it was cool. This is really.
It's I don't know. Can you use choreographed in a non-dance way?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Okay, well, that's basically what I liked about it. I thought it was choreographed really well, and it's super busy. And I sometimes like a video that has lots going on and seems like really well planned. And this definitely had a lot of that went into it.
Adam, what was that video? What was that video, Adam Alexander? That Ali Tesfin. I don't know how to say anybody's name. You know the one I'm talking about. Though.
Every time you just say someone's name, you're like, I don't know.
I'm not reading. I'm not looking at anybody. I'm just trying to remember.
I know the one that you're talking about.
What's the name of it? It reminded me of that.
Ego free, sex free. Otro never.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought of that one with this one too.
It's got that vibe for sure.
Yeah.
So that for the same reason. Everything and everybody said. The Darcys, Horses Fall, directed by Michael Maxis. I said his name right.
Yeah. So I felt like when you tweeted this one out, Doug, you knew a little bit of background behind it. I didn't realize, is this a real guy? Is it a real guy?
Yeah, the only reason I knew that background is in the description.
Oh, descriptions, yeah.
It's also in the trivia section of our website.
Huh. Nice. You have a website? Just kidding.
So the description is that this guy. So I'll read it to you guys. This video follows Sonny Castile, a former Vegas lounge singer who lost everything to drug addiction. He moved to Reno so he could disappear. Director Michael Maxis met Sonny at a slot machine in the Sands Hotel at 2 a.m. and he was moved by his story. That's a pretty interesting. Kind of origin story for this, because the guy, I mean, it's sure. You know, it's he's a really interesting character, and he, you know, the whole video is basically about him without it being a story. But there is like a definitely like a documentary kind of biographical thing to it, especially the pictures at the end are kind of bring it into that realm.
And knowing that little bit of a backstory, it provides some context to the things that's happening in the video, because you can tell he's like performing in these shitty bars in Reno. You can tell he's like a seasoned performer. He knows what he's doing on the stage, but he's not in a good place. And then also there's obviously these scenes. The one that's used in Michael's Vimeo screenshot is him with a runny nose. And obviously, with the backstory, you kind of understand what that means. You can kind of assume that that's what it means, but then you're kind of providing an additional backstory, and then you kind of get that that context for it. But yeah, and it just seems, you know, look at this guy, Sonny's face in this screenshot, and it just seems like there's a lot of life in it, right? Like this is the only the only way that this video works is if it's really a true story. You know what I mean? Like you get so much of that. Of that story just in this guy's face, at least for me. Like, it just seems so authentic.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of a class of these music videos where it's definitely, like, kind of a documentary aspect to it, and part of the key to kind of watching the video and enjoying it is understanding it. And coincidentally, another video came out this week that is really in the same vein, and it's the video for Powerless by Rudimental, directed by David Edwards, which follows these two identical twin brothers who are professional boxers. And the sort of climax of the video is them, you know, boxing with each other in the ring.
It's a really good video. I think that this one needs added to the picks.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Pick it.
Another pick it. There was a lot of good videos this week that I haven't picked, but that were really, really good. Did you guys watch this 1975 Settle Down video?
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought was a really good video too. But you can't pick them all, guys.
Well, we can. I think we can pick a lot. I mean,
no, we can. I'm not saying that. I don't mean to come out because that's the dumbest. The second dumbest thing I've said. Base it on that, I didn't pick it, but maybe we could. We still can't. There's still time.
So there was one video that I couldn't make it through this week, and I thought we should mention this because I felt like I was gonna be sick. And it is, and I don't know if this was the whole point of the video or not, but it was the Keith Urban cop car video. because the whole point of this video.
Why did it make you sick?
Well, it's just the lights, the flashing lights are supposed to mimic a cop car lights are very predominant in this video, and they're kind of constantly there, and they're very like fast flashing lights. Sometimes, you know, videos at the beginning, and I don't know why, they'll put like a this may be, you know,
yeah,
you know,
epilepsy warnings.
Yeah, Dance
Floor Dale famously has it. The Eric Wareheim video that he made.
Exactly, yeah. And so does the Kanye West Jay-Z video. And sometimes it's warranted, sometimes it's not. Sometimes I'm watching it being like, this could harm somebody. But this time I was like, oh, shit. Like, I can't take any more of this. Because the whole plot of it is, this is one of those country songs where, like, the video can't really be anything else but, like, just acting out the song. Because the song is a story in and of itself. So the funny thing is that he's telling the story about him and this girl, and you know they get arrested basically.
I'm not sure what they did though.
The funny thing is they went went into a no trespassing area at an airport around the airfield to watch the planes come in. Where like every single airport in like America has a specific lot that you go and watch the planes come in at. I guess that's not good enough for
Keith Urban. It's not romantic. That's not romantic.
No, it isn't. And like, so the
Keith Urban goes big.
It's just weird because those things are like so accessible across the U.S. and also like, you know, messing with an airport or aviation is a huge no-no, and probably is not that kind of thing you could just like get like a wrist slap and then you walk away. I found that odd.
This video is another situation where a famous person isn't famous, because Keith Urban would get away with this even if
he's not actually the starring role, is he?
I haven't watched this video.
No, he's not. He has someone younger. It's okay.
I'm just trying to be a part of this conversation when I haven't watched
it. It could have been really good makeup. Maybe it was him. Maybe they had like a prosthetic face. And
I mean, but as is the way of many country music videos, he's kind of remembering, you know, what you know, the situation. So it's kind of like a young Keith Urban before he had all the power he has now.
Right.
All the tattoos.
Oh. Whatever.
Doug's trying to watch it right now.
More videos. Come on, let's do some of the ones I've seen. How about so you guys just base it on me. Killing. We are Shining.
Yeah. So this one was a noisy one, and they always have interesting things, kind of shocking things. And so Doug, you sent this to me, and I kind of scrubbed through it a little bit, and all I saw was a woman doing cartwheels and getting knives thrown at her. Is that the whole video?
Yeah, well, it's
a little bit of it. Like it starts out like documentary style at the beginning. Yeah. Kind of. Like she's being interviewed. She's like, "Yeah, I've been dancing for 12 years. I've been working with Mike for like 6 months." And like Mike is not necessarily the name, but it's like whoever the guy is throwing the fucking knives. And so it's like this thing that they do where she's a dancer and she kind of does like this kind of her style of choreography. And then he fucking chucks knives at her while she does it. And then they put it in this music video. Ed Moore.
It's very raw and very real. And if you watch it from start to finish, you can feel the tension. And one of the knives actually, it hits the bottom of the floor near the wall, and it kind of doesn't like stick into the wall. And like you just realize that like this shit is happening. And like after the last knife right by her head, like she breathes like a sigh of relief. Like it's so like even the choice to leave the audio in for the knives hitting the wall, I think was a good choice because it added to that real feel for it. Yeah, it's cool. You should watch that one again, Adam, from start to finish.
I just don't understand.
That one should make you sick.
I just don't understand why anybody would put themselves in this situation. Even, you know.
Even anyway. For worldwide music video fame.
even for the worldwide, let's see here, the 18K views we're looking at. You know,
why do people do fucking anything? Why do people I dive. Why do people fucking eat Takis?
Why do people podcast?
I guess the real draw of this, and you're right, Adam, I should watch this all the way through because I haven't given this directed by Ed Morris, because I think it's a really interesting look at a kind of a spectacle that is so viscerally dangerous. And you know, I think out of all the things you can do, having somebody throw knives around you is got to be is up on my list of just being like the wackiest shit you can do, and these people are so common, and the addition of dance to it kind of gives it a structure, like, oh, I'm a dancer, I've been dancing, when in reality you're half dancing, you're half kind of hoping not to be, you know, mortally wounded.
And there's a whole other person in this video we never see. We just get him by his first name. And he's fucking not killing her. And he's throwing fucking knives at her this whole time. Like, he's good at not killing people while throwing knives really close to them. And gets, you know, and that's like a thing, you know, circuses and stuff and carnivals, whatever. This has been a thing. And it, like, it's a really, like, interesting way of modernizing it.
Yeah.
And adding, like, a different kind of like central element to it, and also like an entertaining element, but also because like it's like she's dancing by herself, but also like with the knives, with the guy throwing them, but also alone. Like it's this weird like dynamic that's going on too.
Yeah, and it's kind of like this. They kind of get a shot of him at the end. Like he's just some random old dude, and like he doesn't know anything about dance, but like he actually had to learn the choreography of what she was going to do, because he has to know exactly where to shoot the knife to not kill her, right? So, like, I just thought it was kind of neat. Like, it's not probably a world that he knows either, a dance world, you'd think.
It is, like, a really beautiful combination, and it's also really fucking scary. But, like, the good thing is, like, you kind of know going into the music video, unlike seeing this live, that, like, she probably doesn't die, because then they probably wouldn't release it. So she's probably good to go. You're probably pretty confident that she doesn't get knifed.
I don't know. On Vice, you never know.
You never know with Vice, and we won't talk about the nasty things Vice said about that Paramore video.
Those were completely incoherent. I think it was just one of their contributor bloggers. But yeah. You guys are kind of outpacing me in the thinking about this deal, because you guys took it to another level. But I hadn't even thought about that.
Well, that's what happens when you watch the videos.
No, so, I've watched like all these videos, and I just didn't get deep into it. I didn't think so much about Justin Bieber, or
we
know,
thought a lot about
Shining.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you guys did. I did think a lot about the "Don't Want to Dance" video by Mo.
Oh, we can talk about this. This is definitely one of my faves.
Because I'm always looking forward to a Mo video. These are always so great. Like,
is it Mo or Mo?
I don't know.
It's actually I read a little bit about that one day, and it's actually pronounced more like Ma, I believe. But she said that for everyone to make it easier for us, that I think we can say Mo. But it's
okay.
Actually a
cool.
Different kind of guttural sound. So, yeah.
Well, thanks. She's got two other fantastic videos, A Waste of Time, directed by Anders Malmberg, and XXX88, directed by Tim Aaron, both from 2013. And she's just got a ridiculously magnetic personality that's just translates so well to music videos, and this is a really interesting showcase for her, especially the first shot, which is her with a deer, in a blanket. This kind of centers around. It reminds me a little bit of Grimes videos.
She's got that vibe,
definitely.
Yeah, this one a little bit more because she's kind of hanging out with this girl group, and like you could transplant Grimes in there, or even Brooke Candy,
sure.
Maybe,
and it would
all still definitely make sense.
And it's fun. I like this. I like the idea of getting down at a car junkyard. Is there a name for car junkyard, or is that good?
I think it's a car junkyard.
Yeah, it's a scrap yard of sorts.
Listen to this.
but the ending where they come across this group of dudes hanging out in the scrap yard. I guess they work there at night, and they get them kind of into dancing in the video at the end, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I thought that was a kind of a fun moment, but also the dancing in front of this giant crane that is kind of dangling, the one with the big magnet that's kind of dangling and crushing cars. It was a fun visual.
So Ace Reporter, can we go there?
Oh, wow. You're just going to scoot that one under the rug, I guess.
Well, no, I don't think that's under the rug. I think that we covered it pretty pretty heavily.
Okay, well, yeah, go ahead and talk about the ones you want to talk about, Doug.
Fuck it. I don't care. Whatever you want to talk about. Adam Alexander, pick a video.
We're going to do
Ace Reporter, because I didn't watch this one. I want to find out if I should.
Oh, you ought to. You don't just take us for our word when we pick videos.
I missed this one. I have a day job, but let's
like,
sell it to me. I'll watch it right after we're done.
Doug and I are both homeless.
These guys don't know what they're talking about with these staff picks. Why would I watch those? Ace Reporter, Stick To, it's a great video. It's the way I described it, a personification of the moth to a flame phrase that people say. I'm doing really poorly for this video right now. So it starts out with a man. He's like covered in dust, and obviously this man is Mothman, and he and then there's a beautiful woman. She's holding a flame in her hand, and she kind of is the lady version of a flame. And then the video kind of shows this guy kind of riding through the city as if he's being drawn to her home. That's what happens in the video.
I guess it's pretty... Because they have shots of actual moths.
Yeah, there's moths on the windows, and then there's close-ups of the moths. And I actually, this is part of why I picked it, because it's really interesting. Moths really are typically like seen as like gross. Like they actually have dust on their wings. It like helps them fly, and like they're basically just like butterflies that are shitty. And this video, I mean, they are this, but this video like treats them as if they're like beautiful creatures and kind of. Presents them in these really kind of like interesting, delicate ways, like really close macro shots of these moths, kind of with their wings expanding, really close on the body part of them, which is the scientific term for moths. And
I believe that is a thorax.
Yeah, thorax, not the wings. So just kind of treating these moths as if they're, you know, beautiful creatures in this video. But the reason I knew that this was Flame Girl and Mothman, what helped with that is that in the Vimeo description, they're credited as such.
True, but I think the dust thing kind of seals the deal in terms of like making it.
What's traditionally, that? Dust is something that is on moth wings for sure. Like, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching this now, Doug. This is a cool video. I'm gonna staff pick this one on IMDb too. This is good.
You're gonna staff pick it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Doug's gonna get mad. He's the only one who staff picks it.
That's not true. You drop once or twice.
Doug wields that power.
Pow. That's what I do every time I do it.
No, but this is legitimate. Like, I can't hear the song. I don't know how the song is, but the visuals are they're actually really good. I'm gonna have to share this one out to Fringe for sure.
Please share.
Unless it's like elevator music playing, maybe not. But
even then, it works. But no, it is not. It's an indie hit. Indie hit. And Ace Reporter, also great makers of music videos. There's an Elliot Sellers video from last year from Ace Reporter called Untouched and Arrived, and that's also really, really good music video.
I don't know if we have the whole complete set of Peter and Annie videos, though, because we only have this one, the Explosions from the Sky video from 2012.
I actually think that's it for them. They had that Explosions from the Sky video, which is a fantastic music video. I really love that music video. But I do think, and I think that then last year they got signed to Doomsday, and then this year this is their first video. Individually, I think maybe they've worked on stuff, but as a duo, I'm pretty sure that this is their only two videos. Because that Postcards from 1975, that's the right word, right? That video, they did entered it into film festivals and stuff. They did like a whole run with that video. So I do think they only have two, but I could be wrong, but I hope not.
No way. We're the Internet Music Video Database. We can't be wrong.
You'd be fucking wrong, especially not here on this podcast.
So I think we might be good.
Yeah, there's only one more staff pick we didn't talk about. This Sun Lux alternate world videos, heavy shit, heavy ass shit, directed by Truman and Cooper. We can touch on a little bit, or we could just direct people to tell them to watch and make their own opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching it, but I didn't get the full story here. Like I said, I'm terrible at piecing things together.
Can I quickly add something for this one here?
Yeah,
You did staff pick this one, and it is an excellent video. Now there was a similar one released this week as well that also shows kind of the physical or emotional struggle that a couple might go through, but. I actually preferred the Arthur Beatrice one that came out a little bit earlier this week called Midland. I think it's an interesting thing for viewers to watch both and maybe decide which video they prefer. They're actually very similar but quite different.
See whose taste is better, Adam Alexander or Doug?
Well, I'm not saying that. I think maybe you should consider staff picking both.
Maybe I could. Maybe I will. There's a few from this week that I could still staff pick. Who fucking knows? I'm fucking cool.
I actually think that I just read a little tidbit here online, too, that you might have to staff pick something later on tonight. Stereo Gum tweeted out from their Instagram that their early candidate for video of the year is going to drop later on tonight, and they have a little screenshot here, and based on the other shot that I saw of the Gondry metronomy video that's in the works, I think that this might be what we're looking at here.
We might be looking at the Gondry metronomy video.
Yeah, that might drop later on tonight. It might be that, but who knows?
Well, one that definitely will be out tomorrow will be an Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull video. Why did I do it with an accent? That is so stupid. An Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull video directed by Colin Tilley will be out tomorrow. So you guys set your clocks for tomorrow, and then you'll have that video.
Wow, there's a lot of high-profile stuff coming. Yeah,
coming late in the week.
That Michel Gondry video, I think everybody is anticipating that because he hasn't done one in a few years, so he's due. He pops up every once in a while and does, you know, does one, which I think is good because you know, maybe it grounds him a little bit, or I think he just likes the form. I think the last one he did was 2011, the Living Sisters video, How Are You Doing?
Wouldn't it be hilarious if this video is just god awful? It's like everybody watches it and it's like, oh, this sucks.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, he's got.
I'd be sad. I wouldn't find any humor. I would be sad.
Gondry, but like, wouldn't it be really funny if people just watch it and they're like, hey, that's cool. It's a cool video. Like, it sucks.
Well, the thing is, he's got videos that go back to '88. They can't all be home runs, and there's definitely, like, in every, even the greatest director catalog, there's some pieces of shit. You know, there are some, you know, directors that have, you know, 100 videos or more than 100 videos, and they all can't be, you know, a lot of directors are known for their, you know, a few, you know, really popular works, those kind of, you know, ones that kind of everybody knows, and then they've got a whole catalog of all these videos that you've never seen before that may be great or they may be complete shit.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, odds are it's going to be awesome, and we're all going to love it, and we're going to watch it, and we're going to be like, oh my God. But, like, it would be really funny. Really funny if we didn't. And it was just, like the shittiest video ever. Just, like, Michelle Gondry on camera, like, just, like, dancing in a hoodie. Like, that's the whole video.
Even if that was it, I think people would all say that it's a brilliant thing, and, you know.
There's no way that people aren't going to say it's a brilliant thing. That's a given. It probably will be a brilliant thing, but it would be really great if it wasn't, too. I'm looking forward to the possibility of that, which is slim.
The French are everywhere. We got, you know, Michelle Gondry. We got Daft Punk.
Adam Alexander.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of French influence, if you know what I mean.
So, and before we really wrap it up, I really want to direct people to this week. We teased it last week, and our good friend Adam Alexander released an interview this week on the IMVDB blog, where he interviewed Grant Singer about his three most recent videos with Sky Ferreira. It's a fantastic interview. Everyone needs to go check it out. Because it was because of why I just said, because it's fantastic. We all love Sky Ferreira.
We do. I agree. It is a great video. And Grant Singer has been the director for almost all of her videos, so he has a really interesting perspective on her new stuff. I think she's been one of the female pop artists making some of the most interesting videos. So
Definitely, since her most recent turn, she did a. Like a Terry Richardson one and a Rockin' one prior, like with her very first EP, which wasn't like this was before, like that was kind of when she was styled kind of how the label wanted her to. And then since then, it's been different. She's been working with Grant, who they definitely have like a, you know, they've worked together on a lot of stuff. And I think that this is more her voice than what that other stuff is. So
the old Alanis Morissette story.
I don't know. I don't know it. But okay.
just letting you guys know.
Thanks.
Yep. No problem, everybody. So we'll see you next week after you've watched another Sunday night event, the Super Bowl, and one of the Oscars.
March, I think.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's no music video shit coming up, so we'll do some other stuff. We'll see you guys next week.
See you. Bye. Hang on one sec. Hey, Steve, what internet connection should I be on over here? Grind? Yeah, I don't see the grind at this table.
Doug's like leeching off some old lady's Wi-Fi.
I'm in town
like
network?
Four blocks away.
That's not the right one.
That's it.
In town.
I don't know if it's
Let me just move my desk.
Okay.
Hang on one sec.